Kamala Harris ignored angel parents while embracing DACA illegal aliens. By John Binder on October 26, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, has embraced illegal aliens enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program while ignoring the families of Americans killed by illegal aliens. While visiting Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's DCA office on January 15, 2019, angel parents Sabine Durden and Don Rosenberg said Harris effectively ignored them when they stopped by her Washington, D.C., Senate office. Durden's son, 30-year-old Dominic, was killed by an illegal alien in 2012 in California. Rosenberg's son, 25-year-old Drew, was killed by an illegal alien in 2010 in California. Durden and Rosenberg said they walked past Harris' Senate office and noticed a sign that read "Dreamers are welcome here" in Spanish. Durden took a photo of the sign, placing her son Dominic's photo next to it. When Durden and Rosenberg entered Harris's office, both holding photos of their sons, they said a staffer greeted them. "I said they used to have big dreams until they were killed by illegal aliens," Durden told Breitbart News. Rosenberg said he told the staffer, "I see dreamers are welcome here, what about nightmares?" Referring to the loss of his son at the hands of an illegal alien. "I said we are living a nightmare because our kids were both killed by illegal aliens," Rosenberg said. At that point, Rosenberg said the staffer froze. Durden said she reminded the staffer that they were both constituents of Harris. That's when Durden said they were told to leave the office. "I said you are telling dreamers they are welcome. But us, American citizens and legal immigrants, are not welcome?" Rosenberg said he was generally surprised by the reaction from Harris's office because he expected sympathy when they told the stories of their sons. Durden said it was obvious that once they heard that their sons had been killed by illegal aliens, Harris's staff did not want them in the office any longer. "We would give 2 minutes of our time for her to see the pain, but we don't even get that respect. It's painful to see," Durden said. Rosenberg told Breitbart News that he has unsuccessfully tried for years to secure a meeting with Harris. The last instance where Rosenberg said he attempted to get a meeting with Harris, he was told that she was busy and her schedule was packed. Then, at the same period when Rosenberg had asked for a meeting, Harris joined in at an unplanned press conference to denounce President Donald Trump's rescinding of the DACA program in September 2017. "She can be at a press conference for DACA recipients, but she can't meet with a constituent," Rosenberg said. At the press conference, Harris scolded senior officials in the Trump administration for never meeting with any of the roughly 800,000 illegal aliens enrolled in the DACA program. "When I asked, they confessed they'd never met a dreamer," Harris said of Trump administration officials. "How can you form such strong opinions about people you've never met, people you don't know, and then allow this population of people to be vilified? It's not only wrong, it's irresponsible." For angel parents like Durden and Rosenberg, who have never been able to meet with Harris, "She has formed strong opinions about illegal immigration without meeting with Americans who have been directly impacted by policies she supports. Kamala really cares for people, just not American children," Durden said. "It's so painful to my heart when I see them fake all this compassion that they don't have for us. To feign this compassion for people when they don't have it for their own constituents and American citizens who lost their lives so brutally." Harris, as Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's running mate, is proposing an amnesty for 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States, a national sanctuary city policy, a reinstatement of the catch-and-release program, and an increase of refugee resettlement by about 700%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.